Now this is the beginning of a new reel. The first visit was Cookie in weeks and weeks and weeks. That's Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970, beginning of Channel 1 Right on a new reel. Beginning of Channel 1 Right on a new reel, and the first visit with Cookie in weeks and weeks and weeks. This Sunday, the 20th of September, 1970. Beginning of Channel 1 Right. Beginning of Channel 1 Right on a new reel, and the first visit with Cookie in weeks and weeks and weeks. This Sunday afternoon, the 20th of September, 1970. Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right in the beginning of new reel, and the first visit with Cookie in weeks and weeks and weeks. This Sunday afternoon, the 20th of September, 1970.
Well, I've done that many a time, Cookie.
But you're
there in the house.
But you know, over there at the station, you'd think with all that traffic that we've had in the past 2 weeks, you know, that it would create a little breeze, but it don't. You know, as a rule, you can stand there in the hallway between them doors, and you can get a breeze.
Yeah.
But you know, last week you couldn't get that.
Oh, really?
There wasn't any.
I don't know what you're
saying. You want some coffee too?
I just told you I was out of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand that.
I don't either. Boy, you missed something last night. You missed something last night.
No,
up at Suwannee River State Park.
Suwannee River State Park.
Helen and the kids was with the, they went up there and sung right along with the Apostles Quartet and the Williams Brothers Quartet.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And them little girls got more applause than the big quartets.
Well, you know they would. They're just irresistible.
They had never sung over a microphone before until last night, individually.
Oh.
Never. Each one of them had a separate microphone.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, separate.
Separate. It's lined up, see. They had the three microphones for the three little ones on this one special song, see. All right. They stood back here.
Yeah.
And when their part come up, they'd take about 2 steps forward and just let it all ring out, you know.
Thank you.
Now that was something to see.
I bet it was.
They'd never practiced that.
Yeah. They never practiced that.
They had never practiced that. They went up there and they told them what to do.
Is that right?
That's right. And they went right up there and it just went off just like that.
Awesome.
And they sung for a half an hour and never looked at a book. They did. They sung for a solid half hour and never looked at a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, now that's a long way since that little recording they did for Mama, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's a long way.
Yeah. And next Saturday night, they got one up at Mayo, and they've got a special invitation to go to the big thing at Mayo next Saturday night.
Mayo?
And that's one of the big ones.
One of the big ones. The big quartets is there.
Goodness.
Yeah, from up in Tennessee and Kentucky and all up in there, traveling all that distance just to get to sing at a gospel sing, see. Oh, yeah.
Well, geez whiz, Cookie.
You put it in first or last?
Just set it out there, see? Set it right here. Right there. Right there. Won't hurt a thing. Well, we just ought to disband and go to Mayo,
aren't we? That's coffee or something. It ain't coffee, mate.
Let me see.
I'm going to do it. Trick on us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that.
You want to change it? You want to pour that
That's
out?
Good. No. No.
Suwannee State Park.
Mm-hmm. 125 miles from home.
Yeah.
Why, Cookie? 125 miles.
Way the other side of Live Oak.
Yeah.
25 miles from Live Oak.
Golly.
I left there 20 minutes to 12 last night, and 20 minutes to 12. And 20 minutes after 1, I was sitting at home.
Oh, that's too fast, Cookie. 120 miles. God.
All right.
It's a little... hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you had a clear shot ahead of you.
There wasn't no traffic.
And you were driving this new truck.
No, I was driving a Cadillac.
Cadillac?
The Pontiac?
No, Cadillac.
The Cadillac?
I drove my Cadillac.
No, what happened?
1960.
That's all right. It's a Cadillac, isn't
it? I'm the third owner of it. It's got 57,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
In 10 years.
Yeah. Well, that's not near the mileage you had on your big...
Dodge. No.
Right.
Oh, it runs like a dream.
Is it a wagon,
too? No, it's a four-door sedan.
You don't need a wagon.
But it's got as much room in it as a wagon has. See, it's wider.
Yeah.
And five of them can sit in the back seat comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all that big trunk.
Yeah. I could sit four in the front seat comfortably.
Yeah, you could.
Why,
Cookie? Man,
what can't
like?
No, better not.
12?
About 17.
Well, I'll swap my old for something that'll give me 12.
You mean it ain't giving you no mileage?
Never has.
It ought to do better than that, Faye.
Oh, I guess I get 13 or something on the road.
Well, it still ought to beat that.
Yeah.
But it's never done much.
That big Dodge wagon of mine beat that, going to West Virginia, pulling that horse trailer up there and back.
Come here, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
You haven't sat down in the kitchen in a long time. Faye doesn't know what it is. She hasn't checked it.
All I know is
she goes through that traffic all the time.
Oh, that can drink up some gas. Oh, my goodness.
There's an air conditioner on. Well, I'm glad to know a man who's got a Cadillac, huh?
Yeah.
Laura, they'll be down here after a while, isn't it?
Yes, that's the big thing.
Clyde's ex-wife owned it.
She didn't drive it much.
No. That thing wouldn't run when I first went and got it. I had to blow it out before I could get it to run.
Is that right?
Yeah. She had just played with it and let it, she hadn't drove it, you know, any, and it all carboned up inside and everything. She burnt regular gas in it, which that ain't good for one. And I put a, first thing I done, it was empty, and I went down to the station, made it to the station, and I put some, this new Standard Oil white gas in it. And coming from Cleveland to Gainesville, when I first started, about 40, 45 is all I could get. As fast as it would go without Buck jumping on me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept playing along with it and playing along with it. And before I got to Newberry, I could get 70 mile an hour out of it.
Hmm.
Well, I pulled on through Newberry and got on, headed toward Gainesville. And I kind of got it opened up by the time I got it home.
I bet.
And then last night, yesterday evening, going up there, I blowed some more of the carbon out of it.
You put some juice in it?
I just put the high test gasoline in it and just drove it. Changed oil in it and just drove it.
Well, now that's the one that he had to, he went down there and worked on from time to time.
That's right. He put a new starter on it, new battery in it, new water pump on it, new points, condenser in it. Give her some good tires. What else did he do to that thing, Frank?
Battery.
I told him about battery.
Exhaust.
Yeah, put $100 worth of exhaust system on it. Then went down there and cranked it up 2 weeks ago and busted one of the mufflers. I had to buy a muffler yesterday.
Waiting home?
No. No, I got it. Old station. But I didn't go out for all that guaranteed junk that he was on it. I got me a one that I could replace locally.
Mm-hmm.
Cost me $12.39.
You didn't go in for what?
That guaranteed, all that international guaranteed mufflers, lifetime. They're guaranteed for the life of your car, but you pay for them. The muffler that you get guaranteed will cost you about twice as much as an ordinary muffler will.
Yeah.
A set of mufflers for the front of that car would cost $50.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just called up and had me one delivered.
Well, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never saw anything as handy in my life. You can sit there at the telephone and just get anything you want.
But now yesterday morning, you couldn't get nothing. I don't care if you went to get it. You couldn't get there and get back, so much traffic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Law, there was traffic yesterday morning. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
the best thing to do is just give with the traffic.
I just bypassed it all and didn't do nothing. The pump gasoline.
Yeah.
I bet you were busy there.
No, sir. We didn't pump too much gasoline. Of course, people was afraid to get out of that line, afraid they couldn't get back in.
Again. Yeah.
And then when they left yesterday evening, see, they was going to get out of town before they bought gas.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to stop in town because there's so much traffic.
Yeah. Well, that don't help the town much, does it?
No. No. But my local business has come along pretty good. It surprised you how it's picked up just in the last 3 or 4 days. I guess Monday, classes will open up at the university.
Yeah. I guess they've been busy over there this week, right?
Yeah. I've got I've got three jobs booked up for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I got one booked up for Wednesday, which will take me all day.
But you don't have any help. Your helper is out on you now.
Yeah, well, see, he could.
You just go right away and he sits there and picks up a book to read.
You see, if they would give him the same schedule that Laura had, so he could come in with her.
Yeah.
But, they won't give him that schedule, will they? See, he got to go to 3 o'clock, 2:30, isn't it, 3, which? 2
o'clock.
2 o'clock. He got to go to school till 2 o'clock in the evening, see? Well, Laura gets out at 12.
Yeah.
That's sort of a shame, isn't it? Because he could come on in. Yeah.
He could learn on the job just like she does.
You got to be in 11th grade before they go along with that job.
Oh, is that right?
So he's just in the 10th this year.
Yeah. Now, what do you call Laura? Paramed?
Right.
Paramed.
Right.
That's a curious name.
Well, now, she done passed that stage now.
Oh.
That's where she got her start, was in the paramed club.
Oh.
But she done passed that now. She will be classed as a student nurse.
Yeah.
Student nurse.
Yeah. Well, now you see, when I was giving penicillin to these little steers, she was right handy with that needle.
Yeah.
And we may have a helper.
Why, she does. She does the work that RN is supposed to do. She ain't supposed to do it. But they don't have enough RNs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she knows how. Well, they just give her the credentials and let her go.
Yeah.
And they say she's the quickest on catching the emergency calls of anybody they ever saw.
Is that right? Well, I can imagine it.
Now, she caught one the other day and was on, she was working on third, and they had an emergency on fourth. And she caught the call and was there before any of the rest of the nurses even realized what was going on. She didn't wait for no elevator.
Yeah.
She grabbed the stairs and run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now that's partly, you see, her training, riding these horses and running around out here in these fields and all like that.
And she was in that delivery room with her mask and gown on before. Well, she was right at work before they, any of the other nurses even caught the call.
Hmm.
See, the way they catch emergency calls is on letters on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
She caught that. 904. That is their emergency call letters. 904. They don't call it out over a PA system. It's just 904 lights up on the wall. She got to watch that wall. She got to watch them door buttons, door lights.
Mm-hmm.
She catches them just like that. And she had her cap and gown on and mask and in the delivery room before any of the rest of the nurses ever caught her. She was in there working.
Yeah.
And she was the only one there. The only one there.
Yeah.
Except the doctor. And she assisted him and they had the job done. Before the rest of the nurses could get their gown and so forth on.
Now she don't know things that nobody else in the family has ever known, isn't she?
Right.
And she likes it.
Yeah, she likes it. Well, she's making more money than me and her mama, either one.
Yeah, and... And got better hours.
Yeah, she works from 3 to 11 every night and goes to school 8 to 12.
Yeah, that's more than you and your mama. Her mama does.
That's right. But there's a little trick to that 3 to 11. While she's a student nurse, old daddy's got to be there to escort her home.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've got to be there to escort her home. All this year. While she's in school.
On that late ship, yeah. Well, she'll be on that ship all year.
Yeah. Got to be there to escort her home.
Well, then she brings the car in, and then you have to...
Yeah, we both drive one.
Yeah.
I just follow her back home.
Uh-huh.
Something will come of it. Something will work out.
Is that a hospital rule?
A hospital and Board of Education.
Oh.
See, I had to sign her work permit that I would be there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Before they would issue her a permit to work and stay out away from home later than 10 o'clock at night.
Now, she gets in her work at school.
Mm-hmm.
What time does she get to school?
8 o'clock in the morning.
And stays till 12.
Until 12. That's right.
And then she starts to work at 3.
That's right.
Well, she's got a little admission in there.
Oh, yeah.
Enough to change your clothes.
That's right.
Is that 5 days a week?
5 days.
Five.
40 hours a week is all she
yeah.
can work.
Yeah.
Or 80 hours in a 2 weeks pay period. In a 14-day pay period.
Mm-hmm.
80 hours in a 14-day pay period. Now there'll be some weekends that she'll have to work.
It may be, yeah.
Then she may be off. They may work her 10 days straight through, then let her off for 4.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to stagger those sessions or else it all wouldn't have anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, they could let those going to school work over the weekends. Maybe that wouldn't be too good.
No.
So they need that to catch up.
They got the... Well, she can't work every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She can't work 2 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a lot more to it than people will realize. You don't know until you get into it.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's finding it out.
I'm finding it out. And I've got to go tomorrow and buy her a gas pistol.
Gas pistol?
You know these things that the policemen use, tear gas and stuff to knock their convicts out with? She got to have one of them in the car.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. That's a hospital rule. Because if you remember, I believe it was 3 years ago. When that girl was attacked and took down behind the Lincoln High School in the woods
mm-hmm.
and killed and buried.
Mm-hmm.
They say if she would have had one of those, she could have defended herself and got away. Because it's just a spray of that in a man's eyes and he's done for a few minutes anyway. Who is that? Look out that way.
Anybody out there?
Yes, they are. I saw the top of the car pull right around there.
Someone in a Chevy too.
Check on the
thing. New Chevy.
Oh, it's Pamela.
Check on it. They have to learn the hard way, don't they?
Yeah. And the sheriff's department has given me authorization to give her a...
Oh, Faye!
Yeah?
Bring them in here. We'll visit them.
They told me to get her a 22 pistol. Also. I teach her how to shoot it.
Is that right?
That's right.
Damn, Brian, what are we coming to?
That's what they told me. They met me there the other night and told me that. And it wasn't one of the deputies either. It was the sheriff himself.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Cravat.
Yeah, I'm just... Pull up.
Keep your seat, Frank.
Oh, keep your seat. Keep your seat. How you doing? You look like you're all relaxed.
Come over here and have a seat.
How to do, sir? How to do? Have a seat.
Come over here. Roger?
Get Roger's chair out there.
You sit down right there.
Yeah, this is... I'm afraid if I lived down here, I'd never get it.
Well, I can't.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I'd be calling those folks up on the telephone and say, now, let me hear you hit this note. And hit this. Yes, sir. Okay.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
I was standing out the other day and I heard a hum. And I looked up and it was from that damn burned tree.
Yeah.
Why,
they're still on that little orange tree, whatever
yes,
it is.
Yes. Those bees are still working in that.
Calamanda.
Is that what that is?
Calamanda tree.
Well, I've watched that thing. That's been blooming steadily since way back in May.
Now it's got, you know.
Pretty good size.
Oh, big
as any
finger. Yeah.
Well, that's what a fella needs. He needs a grove of that plant. And then
it'll... Because it blooms all the time.
Yeah, it blooms all the time. That's what
yeah.
It needs.
If you just had a
dozen or so trees like that, well, you'd be all right. Well, I'm going to keep on until I get a graft or a cutting or something off of that thing.
Why, it wouldn't take long, would it?
Mm-mm.
They tell me
yeah.
It used to be just huge. You can tell.
Yeah, it's an old tree. Yeah, yeah you can tell that.
Oh, it's been mistreated since I've been here. See, I didn't think anything of it. I saw
oh,
it
yeah. Old. Just a stump there.
No,
I'm
not old. Well, it ain't no count. It's been knocked off.
Well, I imagine they've been working just about everything they can find now. Not too much of that.
Pamela, you were out here one time, and Cookie was out here, and you were talking about bees, and you all seemed to have a good bit in common that I didn't have, certainly. Cookie, what was them bees that you said that you had seen up there in the mountains? Now, I don't have enough. I don't remember it well enough to even get close to it. I think you were talking about different kind of bees. Maybe they had nests in the ground and you dug into them.
Hornets or yellow jackets? We're talking about bumblebees.
Bumblebees.
Yeah,
that's bumblebees. What I plowed into.
What was the name of them?
Bumblebees.
Bumblebees. That's
well,
a big old
names.
Black.
You all had names.
Well, we got that. Then you plow into a nest of yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets.
Yeah, but you all call them Minutemen or something like that. Well, anyhow, bumblebees in the ground.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they'll nest in the ground or get in an old squirrel's nest. Up
mainly, they'll get around an old rotten oak stump.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or old oak root, you know, where they can dig
mm-hmm.
out easy.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you plow into them with a pair of horses and you got trouble
and
on your hands.
You got some trouble. Yeah.
And you've had any experience?
Yes, sir. You better watch them single trees because they're going to start flying.
Yeah. And that plow gets... we were talking about the time when I was a boy, and the old plow got hung up on the stump or the root, and the mule couldn't get away from there, and they
yeah.
tore that thing all to pieces. And those bumblebees nearly killed them.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't cut loose, can you? It works fast. You can't undo
no.
It.
Nothing you can do except yank that plow out of the ground and tell them to get gone. You don't have to tell them because they're gone.
No, they're gone.
Ah.
And if they get the plow hung behind the root before you got time mm-hmm. to stop them and get the plow turned mm-hmm. over,
then you
are in trouble then.
Yeah.
They're going to tear up something and get out of
there. Yeah. Well, they'll just bust something.
That's right.
I've been riding a horse through the woods and have them step in the hole or push the top in with yellow jackets, you know, and hollowed out a hole underground. Usually where a fire burned out an old stump, you know, down under and left the cavity and they'd move in there. I got a nest of them at school right now.
Oh, really?
In the shrubbery. Not bumblebees, yellow jackets. They were out there trimming the shrubbery the other day and they let them know they were home. And when the kids find it out, they'll be stinging them. So I got to get out there and do something about that.
They kids can't leave them alone once they know about them.
Well, a lot of times they don't know they're there, and they just get to playing. You know how they play in the bush, mm-hmm. and they'll run in there. And then somebody wanting to carry me in the courthouse.
A yellow jacket.
Harbor and yellow jacket.
Yeah. A yellow jacket is, they don't hit just one at a time. There'll be about
mm-hmm.
a dozen.
About a dozen. The whole kit and caboodle of them. Right.
There'll be about a dozen hit at one time.
Not a bunch of niggers.
I burned three of those, three nests of those out of my backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're common.
Yeah. How you burn them out with,
go in poor and it's dark, I wait till they all get home and put a piece of paper over, just run up there and stick it down the hole and saturate it with kerosene and light it, and that's all you got to do. They want one get away.
Well, you couldn't, there's no way just to move them and not destroy them.
No, because they go down in the ground and they may run off this way and that way, and they'll have various levels.
Just like ants.
Yeah, just like ants is what they do.
Well, now, I've got some bumblebees nest out here at that old shed. I started to prop it up. And there was a little boy who was out here. It popped, one of them popped him. But he just happened to be there, him. And I kept looking, and there they were. I thought they was down under those concrete slab, if they weren't. They're just down there. I tell you, they were down under one of those old pieces of tin that was a draft for a furnace. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that helped them any. They're down the ground. And I'll pull that out, and they're still there. And
you're going to pour some gasoline down the hole. You're going to have to light it.
Mm-hmm.
Just pour some gasoline down in there.
I poured some, and they just seemed to like it. They're still there, just as prosperous as they were. And, you know, bumblebees, I don't care about exterminating them. There's plenty of room out
there. Yeah, as long as you know they'd move on somewhere else. They won't move as long as
they'll stay right there for
three or four years. Did you see in the paper where they found that, of course, these were hornets. Out there at Sunland Training, they found that nest of them back there in the woods, and they estimated they'd been building in that one place for 10 years.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture of it in the paper?
That came out in the Sunland Bulletin.
Yeah.
That my wife gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was in the sun, too.
Yeah.
They won't move unless some catastrophe strikes.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, those bumblebees, I forget what they called them, that was out there in the shed, and they bored in the rafters.
Yeah, now that's a different kind of a... That's a different kind of a bee. He looks like a bumblebee, but he didn't bore in anything but cypress.
It was that old western cedar or something like that.
Well, he's cedar or cypress. He'll bore in that.
We have a couple of those
around our house. Oh, pecky cypress, you know, that's how it gets pecky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
bumblebee. Mm-hmm. He looks like a bumblebee, but he's really, I don't know what he's called. He's a borer, a wood borer. But he looks just like a bumblebee.
But he'll sting.
Yeah, he'll sting, but he lives all by himself, and he'll go in there and he keeps boring. And then he'll start laying eggs and backing it out, and he'll close off a little apartment about like that, laying eggs like a wasp. Yeah. You can hear them drilling in that wood, and you know, chewing away at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll come out after a while. You stand at the end of that hole, and he'll come out and dump a bunch of shavings, you know, and sawdust, and go back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We used to plug them up when we were boys at home. We had an old cypress barn. And we'd get out there and plug the hole up and hear him just fussing fuming.
Never do that.
We don't have him up home.
I forget. A fellow was out here one time, and he knew what to write, called him by name. But they are gone.
Mm-hmm.
They've been exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big old pretty that just digs them out.
Yeah, old pileated woodpecker?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he hears one, he is, man. He's getting here listening, see him turn his head from side to side. And,
he'll also pack a big hole.
Yeah, he'll pack a hole in there, so he does as much damage, but he'll get that bug and that grub out of there. You can hear him in there clicking.
I saw one flying in and out of there. It's been a year now, last season. I don't know what in the world is he doing. Now, I don't know what brought it to my attention. Oh yes, I saw where the rafters
were beginning to sag.
Yes, and there's not any of them left. He's put it into them.
Well, he put something in there and got them all. Until one moves in from somewhere in the neighborhood.
These never did sting anybody.
No, they won't, but if you catch him, he will.
Oh, they won't come out like
another
bee.
No, they're by themselves. They're not a colony dweller.
Yeah.
A bumblebee is a colony dweller. He won't do anything but stay in that hole in the ground. He's a colony. But
well,
these things you're talking about, they live by themselves.
Well, I'm just got to live with these bumblebees then.
I wouldn't. There's something else I've been trying to think of the name of it. It's a gas. And it's akin to gasoline, of course, but it's heavy. And you pour it, and it won't miss a thing down in that nest. You can get it, Florida Pest Control, next time you're over there. You tell them what you got in the ground. It's something like napalm, but there's a name that they use. And you pour it in there, and it'll flood every cavity. And it won't one come out. See, when they dig those things out, if you want to, you know, dig it out for a science project and keep it intact,
mm-hmm.
You use that stuff, and it kills them all, and then you can very carefully dig the nest out, you know, without tearing it up. But it'll kill them just like mustard gas would.
Well, the only bees out here that brought in by those wasps, and they build those nests in the most unexpected places.
Oh, yeah.
You reach in there to get a bee.
And he lets you have it.
If you don't watch out, he'll beat you. He'll be quicker than you are.
Yeah.
Best seller.
What gets me about them, they'll get up around the eaves of the house.
Yeah.
And build. And they can build one that big before you can turn around.
Yeah. But now the bumblebees don't bother anything.
No, it's like you say, they won't bother a thing unless you, you run up on them, and usually it's unexpected, you know. You don't even know they're there until they've started swarming out like a wasp.
Let's see, what was it that was the matter with Guy's tractor?
Dirt Divers had built a nest around that spark plug.
Yeah. Well, that's quite common.
You know what I've been taking back and forth to town with me? Was that a wren's nest? In the radiator. I mean, up in the hood.
I'll be dull.
Was it 4 eggs in it?
Yeah.
Now you got to park your car and those two hatches.
Well, it was too late before we found it.
Mm-hmm. No.
You had experience with honeybees?
Yeah, I robbed a few hives of honeybees.
you take your shirt off?
Certain times of the day.
So you don't have anything to disturb or distract them?
About noon every day, you go in and wash, get all the sweat off of you. You can go right out and them big black German bees and take the top off and take the honey out and never get a stink.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out there with sweat all over you and stinking like a nigger, mm-hmm. they're going to eat you up.
Yeah, eat you up.
Oh!
Yeah. They'll eat you up.
Now that's
the German bee. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about the others too much.
Well, they're the same way. Takes a little more to rile them up, but you stand a doggone good chance on a hot day and you're all sweaty. Sure do.
If you clean
no,
up.
No, it's like, the only thing I can think of is, a bee is wild. He's just wild. They talk about him being domesticated. There's no such thing as a domesticated bee. And, I don't know, I guess bears. A strong odor. They associate it with an animal of some kind. They go by smell. They can sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, if you go down there and to rob those bees, and you were afraid of them, you can walk up there, and if they sense it, you put out a body odor. It's associated with fear, anyway, and your glands begin to secrete this fluid, and it comes from fear, and they sense that, and they'll sting the daylight out of you.
Yes, sir.
If you're afraid of a bee, best thing to do is stay away from them because they.
It's like a horse. If you're afraid of a horse, a horse knows it.
Mm-hmm. And a bee will do that.
I got one thing for a snake.
I tell you, I ain't got nothing for a snake, either. Lots of people say, oh, don't kill a black snake and one of your old gopher snakes. His name is still
he's Snake.
Snake,
and that's all you want to know.
His name is still Snake. To me, he scares me just as bad as a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Well, it don't matter just to jump.
Well, Roger, we better go out there and shoot your rocket while there isn't too much air.
We'll check on the bees first.
We'll check on the bees.
Oh,
first.
A rocket. Yeah.
He's got two engines, and he's got a new rocket, and he wants to fire a new igniter and all like that.
Come out there and help me. We'll watch him for a minute. Yeah, man.
He's going to go down to the bees first.
Yeah, he wants to go down. I'm just going to go down and see what they're doing. Lift the hive and see if they're beginning to put in a winter supply. Sometime between now and the first frost, they better put in something. I'm going to have to feed them.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Have to feed them. That would be something.
Yeah, just feed them sugar water.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dissolve sugar and water, and that's all you need.
I thought you'd have to go around and collect nectar from them.
Well, that would be nice. On that farm.
Yeah.
But if you do it, then they won't go do it themselves.
That's right. Tell them
the
trees up here.
Yeah, I want to watch that, and I want to check on this camellia out here. Piece of seed fell off. I bet they.
Yeah.
I noticed mine at the house were open, and I collected.
Take a look.
See what
they
got.
We gonna get that wagon today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would. I got to go get my wagon, guy.
What does it look like?
What, the wagon? It's in good shape, all but one wheel. And Grady's cabinet shop's gonna fix it for me.
Well, you know, one wheel can just hold a man up, can it?
Well, it won't take him too long. It's not much that far.
It's too big to put in the back of the truck.
Well,
I thought I'd get that big trailer of yours. That 12-foot job.
Take it apart. Yeah, you can take the bed off, the sides off. this, lay it down.
I can't handle it. It's just too heavy. I can't lift it.
It's about this tall.
And the thing will come in two. Uncouple it.
No, I ain't going to take it apart. I'm afraid I messed it up.
Pulling that old
treadmill, eh?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, no.
It'd be taking
take me a half a day to take that thing apart.
Mm-hmm. Half a day to
know? Why, could you? I don't know better than that. You can take the side pieces off. What do you call them?
Now, they're all built together.
It's all one solid bed.
It's 3 feet wide and 10 feet long.
3 feet high.
About that high.
And the standard don't come off?
Yeah, the box just comes off itself, see?
Yeah.
Ain't got all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know one thing about that.
Yeah, it's got them old steel rims on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit that wide.
Oh, really? Big wide ones?
Yeah.
Big shape.
You know, I imagine down here they need wider ones than they do up the country.
Oh, yeah. Kind of burying in the sand.
You know, you want down here to go, that's about 2 feet wide, it'd be hard on the horses.
Yeah.
Now I got my mower machine ready to bring down, all but drilling two holes.
Yeah. Well, Cookie, let me tell you. How long has it been since you went to West Virginia?
3 weeks.
See, I left
3 weeks.
I've been back 3 weeks.
Don't say it was possible. And you was up there a week.
Yeah.
And better.
Week and a half.
I left on the 14th of last month.
Yeah. Well, now.
Come back the 26th. That's up there.
Hey, 2 weeks before school started. I did.
Yeah.
And it's week, been in school weeks. 3 weeks.
You left Friday night.
Friday night of the 14th.
How'd you knock off? Now you got that, you just started from scratch and made that horse trailer.
Yeah.
All these two horses in. Well, you could have borrowed one.
Not big enough.
Not big enough for them.
You mean these fancy horses around here not bigger than these horses?
Mm-mm.
The trailers ain't as big. Ours is big.
Yes, they're not long enough. The ones you rent's not long enough.
You mean the ones your neighbors have?
I ain't got no neighbors got one.
I ain't got no neighbors got
one. Oh.
Except a three wheel.
Well, now, the trailers you've had before were big enough for them. You talking about these U-Haul things?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's one we could have got, but I wouldn't tip it up there. Hold three horses.
Well, what goes with all your horse trailers? You don't hang on to them, do you?
No, they offer me a good price for them, and I'll let them go.
Let them go.
They offer me a good profit, and I'll let it go.
You'll turn it.
That's right.
So, it catches you every now and then, you got that in the haul in.
That's right.
Well, now, have you still got this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you let it set out there where people can see it.
And they offer me enough money, I'll sell it.
Yeah.
They offer enough money on this one.
You don't have much in it.
$100
Probably less than $200.
It's not big enough to haul a wagon in?
No. Won't work.
Well, see, I get it all partitioned off and everything.
It's all partitioned off?
I have to cut the whole thing off to get my wagon, either my mower machine, either one in.
You got nothing to haul with
him. Not
now. Nothing on my truck. I got stuff to build one.
Well, you gotta.
I got the stuff to build one.
You need something that's right on the ground. that you can put horses in, or haul your trucks in, or light stuff, I don't mean heavy stuff. Take a tractor on. Your tractor's not too heavy, are they?
No, not too bad, no.
And then you're not speeding with them.
No.
Going in a distance.
I'm going to build me one.
Well, how wide, that's all tied down, this one here, where all you can do is put a horse in it.
That's right, so horse and calves.
Horse and small calves.
Yeah. Well, now, I haven't sold these calves yet, it's overdue. I was going to ask you if you wanted any of them. Old calf is in there. He's the biggest, he's the handsomest.
How much do you want for him?
$0.30.
$0.30.
You see, you can't handle him up there. You haven't got any grass. You got to keep him on the grass. Can't raise a calf on hay and feed.
Wonder if the school wants one, right?
I'll talk to him.
Find out tomorrow if they want a steer. We got the best one in the country. Calves.
Somebody ought to have him. For that purpose, he got growth, you see, and he sets your personality.
Uh-huh.
Or he'd make friends with everybody, you know.
What will he go?
Oh, $600.
Six.
They cost him.
He's pretty good size now, isn't he? Find out tomorrow. When do you want to sell your steers?
Well, I'm overdue. You see, the big sales are all over, and I let them get by me. So I was just going to call up there and ask old Dufay when he thought he could handle.
You going to sell any of your heifers? You going to keep your heifers?
Yeah, they're good.
Jack Stokes wants to buy some of them.
Jack Stokes can go look for some pay help. I wouldn't sell them to Jack Stokes if I wanted to sell them. I like Jack Stokes. I just love to talk to him. But I wouldn't trade with him.
He'll get next to you if he gets the team.
Oh, I wouldn't trade with Jack.
We got a good deal on this wagon, though. It's sitting in his front yard.
Yes, yes. He'd give you a good deal on this because, you know, he's interested in that.
Now, if he wasn't interested in that, he'd been totally new one.
Yeah. Oh, it's safer what Jack Stokes can do.
Well, we'll go around and
you know, I've never been over there. What sort of place has he got?
He got a nice place. He has got a nice place. I may own it. I may trade for it. But not from him. He let another man. He's traded, see. That's why I got to get the wagon out. He's moving.
Oh. You gotta get it up.
I got to get it today.
Oh, he can't. Jack's like, he just can't even keep a house. He got to trade a house.
Well, he traded and got more. He needed more land. See, he only had 15 acres where he's at.
Yeah.
Well, he got 80 acres. He traded for 80 acres and a bigger house, which he needed.
Yeah. He got a big family?
No, but he's going to have to take care of his mother, see.
Yeah.
Well, he had to have more room to take care of his mother. So therefore, he had to do something. Just like me, if I was to have to take care of my mom and daddy, I'd have to find someplace bigger.
No, you wouldn't. You could put that little trailer out there. They'd be more comfortable in that than they would stuck in some extra room in your house.
I heard something pull up out there.
No, they just left.
Oh.
Let me tell you, because about that, now when you went to Kentucky, that was really an expedition. If you got money for all you put into that, you really put your weight behind that, didn't you? You made that horse really start from scratch. And pull that up there. And you got that new truck with that, and you got the body for it.
I bought it separate.
Camper pot. Now, how did you manage that? You didn't buy it new, did you?
No, it was secondhand, sitting out behind a man's shop, see? I knew he had it, and I caught him asleep. Over in Hawthorne.
Oh.
You been sitting there how long, Frank? 2 years?
About a year and a half. He built one for himself. He had a...
And,
pretty thin.
He didn't build it.
Yeah, he built it.
He built it and used it a while, see.
Until he got his other one built.
Until he got his other one built.
And then turned around and sold his other one and made a good bit of profit on it.
Then he just sat this one out behind back there, see.
Got
his
money out of both of them.
I forgot about it.
That's right.
Like everybody does, they got it back there, and they just let it, they need to move it, don't they?
Yeah.
He made enough profit off of the second one he built for both of us. We just kept it in that hand.
And it was ready to go. All you had to do was put a card table in there.
Yeah.
Hook up your radio.
Yeah, and the light.
2:30.
And there was a whole lot more. That's all we talked about for a month before you went up there. Been so long you can't remember. Didn't cost you no, but I mean you were organized.
Yeah.
The only thing that cost you was them tires that you.
That's right.
Boy, got into that too much weight on them and got in that rough country.
It's hard to do, all right. Hard to get across.
Man,
this dirt road down here. If they had this road right out here, up yonder, be in good shape.
You know where that trailer is? It's right out town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right out of town, I think.
Yeah,
well, I thought I'd take the wagon up, get the wheel off and get it fixed, paint it, and bring my mold machine down. I'm going to bring the trailer back, then bring the wagon back down after I get it painted.
Mm-hmm.
You can make some money with that wagon if you know the people's up.
You know the sorority houses over at the university?
Yeah.
They want me to give them, use it for hay rides on Saturday nights.
Yes.
And they'll pay me $5 a couple. I can take six, eight couples.
What do you know about?
And they'll pay me $5 a couple for a 2-hour hay ride.
Yeah.
Just put a bale of hay in there and load them up and drive them around for a couple of hours and I'll make myself $5 a couple.
How about that?
That's the end of Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right. That's the end of Channel 1 Right this Sunday, the 20th September 1970. The first visit with Cookie in weeks and weeks. The end of Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right. This first visit with Cookie in weeks. This Sunday, the 20th of September 1970. Sunday, the 20th of September 1970. And this is the end of Channel 1 Right, and the first visit with Cookie in weeks and weeks and weeks. This Sunday, the 20th of September 1970. This Sunday, the 20th of September 1970.